This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 78.
In your dreams, who's next to you?
In this episode, we'll examine your bullies and your buddies and the building process.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life, see the good days in it, just live.
Your life is a remarkable story, an adventure that only you can create.
We exist to motivate and equip you to live fully alive.
Welcome to this part of Going Up. This is part number eight. And it is those who are next to me, the bullies, and the building process.
My name is Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are doozy. But let's first review. We've gone through this, and whether you're watching it or you're listening to it, you need to know where
we've come from.
Because this is the last part. This draws everything together. We began with my story. You have to know your emotions and the emotions that are involved in your dream.
And then we examined who are we talking to? Who are we going up with? And my relationship with God in the process of going up.
We looked at how. My life story. What am I bringing in prayer, in my need to God?
And then why is the third part of the prayer circle, and it is including remembering God's love and his promises to us and how he's standing with us in this whole process of going up.
The last part of the prayer wheel was what do I want from God? God wants us to be specific.
Yep, and identify. We looked at the Lord's Prayer, what Jesus said, and pray like this. That was awesome as well. The next part was my desire, and we examined you personally. What do you want from others? And a little bit of like what really moves you emotionally? Like what are you afraid of? And also what do you really desire as an indicator for what's going on?
And then last episode, we talked about dreaming with a plan, having to do with knowing where you're going, setting a time, going up those stairs.
Yeah.
Very important. If you haven't seen any of those
or
you're just here in your very last episode, you may want to go back and review those things. But we are moving forward. We're moving forward because this time is about how do we wrap it up? How do we actually get the wall built? We've been following Nehemiah from being in the citadel of Susa all the way to going to Jerusalem, the process involved, the prayer involved, the fear, the desire, the journey. And I think in all of our dreams, if we're going up, it is a journey. It doesn't just happen.
Yes.
We don't just push a button like in the elevator where we started and go up. It is a journey.
Yeah. So we're looking at this going up journey and looking at who is next to me? Who are the bullies? Mm. Who are your buddies? And what does the building process look like? We start with Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 and 18 that says, "Then I said to them, 'You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.' I also told them about the glorious hand of my God on me and what the king had said to me. They replied, 'Let us start rebuilding.' So they began this good work."
Now, let me remind you where we've come from.
It's been
142 years since the walls came down, since the gates were burned. 142 years of not really being a people.
No
being
building.
In exile, not having what you need to be
ruins.
A nation.
Yeah.
Then Nehemiah, 142 years later, gets this dream from God to go rebuild the wall. And it starts off looking at, I am going to go rebuild the wall. He talks to the king and queen about, I am going to go rebuild the wall. But this is where
it gets
really important.
They give paperwork and permission. They send him off.
Yeah, this is where it gets really important because he changes that into the reality. Come, let us rebuild the wall.
Right.
Whatever dream you have, if you're going to go up in your dreams, if you're going to move forward, it isn't about me, it's about us. And Nehemiah reminded them something. Not only are we going to start rebuilding, but that we are going to, we have God with us and the King is with us. See, for years, they forgot about God.
That's right.
And they didn't think the King was with them because many times the King wasn't with them. But here you have God is with us. The King is with us. Let's start building. And they begin. So we really know who is it that's with us, who's for us, who's against us.
Yeah. And while we're in the process of going up, it's really important to look around and see who's next to you. Who are those people who are maybe coming against you going up? Maybe those people who are your buddies, who are really supporting you in
shoulder
that.
To shoulder.
What does the building project look like? And who can you invite into the we for building this wall that God's given you vision to do?
And I'm sorry to start with this, but we're going to start with the bullies. Because
dun, 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 dun.
Sometimes when we're dreaming about moving up, going up, having momentum, we don't think about the bullies. There's always going to be bullies. And we see this right away. And in several chapters, we see these bullies trying to stand up against the wall being rebuilt. So let's just look at one of the instances here.
Okay, I'll try to say these big words from Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab, might have been Yeshem the Arab, heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed us. What is this you are doing? They asked. Are you rebelling against the king? I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding. But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim of historic right to it.
Well done on those names. Well
bullies. These were bullies. I'm feeling it.
I don't know
I'm
if you have
the
any
bully,
Sanballat or Tobias or Geshem in your life, but they'll show up. And sometimes they're the least likely people that you think will be your bullies.
Right.
But they're there. And these ones were mocking and ridiculing. And there's a lot of bullying that looks in a lot of different ways. And I don't know what it is that's going to come against your dream, the dream God's given you. But be aware of it. It's coming. And the accusations are very interesting that they even accuse them of rebelling against the king, trying to bring fear in, even though they were just told that the king is with them.
Yep.
So you have to really be careful as you're moving forward. Be aware that there are bullies. And I love this, that Nehemiah really makes a statement that we need to be able to make. The God of heaven will give us success. If this is God's dream, if God's planted something in your heart, you need to realize he is with you. And they're jealous. They have no share in this.
Yeah.
And be really aware of who is your buddy and who are the bullies.
Yep, that's right. Identify them. Interesting thing about the bullies, if it wouldn't have said before this part that they mocked and ridiculed us and asked those questions, it could have been kind questions of friends saying, what are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king or are you with him? But it kind of sets it up that they were bullying him because they were mocking and ridiculing. So sometimes when those people next to you are asking really good, solid questions, you need to figure it out. Are they your buddies or are they bullying you? And either way, it's important to know and have those discussions that are going on and to be able to know where you're coming from and why you're doing it.
I could give you list after list of dreams that we believe God gave us. And I could give you a list of names of people who are for us, who are going with us. And those people, even spiritual people, are like, now please understand, God would not have you move overseas. God would not have you do this. A whole list of things that sounded good. And yet God had
true
said,
situations.
Go. Yeah. So sometimes you have to really be careful. If everyone is saying no, then you really need to look, is this from God or not? But a lot of times you'll have a few of those people that I would say are buddies who are saying, let's go. I believe God's given this to you, but you'll always have the Sanballats as well.
Right. I just want to take this moment to have you think about, we have these concentric circles, like a target picture that's going on. And if you have these people who are saying things who are way outside your core sphere of people, who are saying things. They don't know you. They don't know your heart. They don't know your passion. They don't know the journey of you coming into this dream. And they're saying random questions. It may be very bully-like. God can also use people who are way out there to cause you to have questions to really reconfirm which way you're going. But especially those people who know you, they value
you. They're in your circle.
They're in your circle, that center circle. They're on journey in life with you and they say some questions to you. It's important to have that discussion and that to let them help you clarify how you're going up.
So let's move from the bullies into the building. This is really important that they are building. And it's very interesting. If you read through this passage in Nehemiah, there are 21 times where it says next to, next to, next to. People working next to each other. They were side by side. They were buddies building the wall. Yeah. Can you read this, Suze?
Okay. Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of Hasaniah.
Perfect.
They laid its beams and put its doors and bolts and bars in place. Meremoth, son of Uriah, the son of Hakaz, repaired the next section. Next to him, Meshulam, son of Berica, the son of Meshezabel, made repairs. And next to him, Zadok, son of Baana, also made repairs. The next section was repaired by the men of Tekoa, but their nobles would not put their shoulders to the work under their supervisors.
Now, there are some interesting things going on here that it's easy to sort of skip. But people are next to each other and they're building sections of the wall and they're building doors. Keep that in mind.
Doors and gates and walls.
They're building the rebuilding, but some people are next to others and they're building walls and they're building doors. And there's some people that are supervising who are actually not helping at all.
They're not putting their shoulders to the work.
You'll find that in your dreams. People are not actually against you, but they're not really for you. They're just, well, they're like in the audience. And so be aware of that. You are building, there are different things you'll be building and different than maybe someone next to you. And there'll be some people that aren't helping at all.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. So this kind of pulls out two sections of the building. Some are the walls and some are the gates.
Some are building the walls and some are building the gates.
Right. These are the sections that are built, the walls and the gates. Tell us a bit about those.
All the way around the city, there are some families that are in charge of walls and there are some families that are in charge of gates. And here's the problem. Gates and walls look very different.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone was in what I call Christian communism, they would all say, everybody build a wall. Well, at the end, you would actually have a prison.
No entrance, no exit.
None. But if everyone was saying, hey, let's just build a bunch of gates, then you wouldn't have any
supporting structure. That's right.
Here's the thing.
They're both needed.
In the dream, some people are doing one thing and someone is doing something totally different. And we have to be very careful of not judging others. That if you were like us, you'd be building a wall. I think we live in a time where there are a lot of wall builders. We're very afraid. We have this victim mentality. Build more walls! Build more walls! The enemy is coming. Well, that's interesting. But maybe this is the day to say, let's build more gates. Where we can allow people in and allow people out with freedom. We can open our doors wide to others. It's very important when you are working next to people that you don't compare.
Yeah.
If they're building a wall, it doesn't mean you're building a wall. You may be building something totally different. But be very aware in the midst of the next to me, we don't judge each other.
Yeah. And also, there might be seasons of time when the building that you have going on as you're going up is more wall-oriented. It's more boundaries. You can have very rigid walls. You can have very porous walls. But you want healthy, strong walls and boundaries in the midst of you building. And then there's other times for gates, for opening, for hospitality, for including other people and letting them come and go. And so these walls and gates can represent a lot of things in our going up story of our own.
So this is where we've gone with Nehemiah. And it is a great journey because we want to encourage you to also go up. Go up into that dream. Go up into that desire.
Going up.
Move forward. Don't get stuck. But in the process of building, be really aware of those who are next to you.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference. The greatest things that we have been able to build, we're founders of a lot of different things, but the best ones are those that we had the right people next to us. We recognized in those days who the bullies were.
Yeah.
We recognized what are we building, and we were very, very close to our buddies, and we moved forward together. Well, we were going up together.
Yep, that's right. May you live fully alive as you love your life, your world, and your God.
My name is Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are doozy. Live fully.
And love fully. Thanks for going up.
Go up.